It's time once again now to welcome that ace guru of gastronomy. Well, nutritional supplements at least. Obviously, our guru of gastronomy is William Sitwell, of course, from Waitrose Food. We're delighted, as ever, to find out more amazing news, really in association with multivits.co.uk and PharmaNord, of course, more importantly, that Danish pharmaceutical company who specialise in quality of life, nutritional supplements and more. Dennis, the chemist, welcome, sir. How are you?
Mighty fine.
So coping with Alzheimer's, I believe, today, or indeed preventing it happening in the first place?
Well, you know, we read such facts, startling, frightening facts. Dr. Matthew Norton, who was quoted in the Daily Express, that was on Wednesday, March the 23rd, he was quoted in an article. The article was headed, "Unhealthy Lifestyles Blamed for One-Third of All Dementia Cases." That's quite an important fact. Unhealthy lifestyles blamed for a third of dementia cases. So it is good to just think about our lifestyles and how supplements can help to be part of stopping the unhealthy lifestyle by helping, in a way, your lifestyle to be healthy. Yes, everybody gets old, and things that we don't even think about when we're 20, by the time we're getting to 50, 60, 70, 80, our muscles aren't as strong as they were when we were 20. Our hearing, our eyesight, the strength of the heartbeat, the functioning of the bowel, our lungs, kidneys, spleen, liver. We get older and people get health problems, but a lot of the problems are brought about by what we do, our lifestyle. So this heading, unhealthy lifestyles blamed for a third of dementia cases. And it goes on to say, Dr. Matthew Norton of Alzheimer's Research UK, so this is Alzheimer's Research UK, here's the doctor, Dr. Matthew Norton, and he says, it's quoted here in the Daily Express, he says, in 2016, one person every 3 minutes will develop dementia. Which is frightening when you read the number, one person every 3 minutes. And when you think that in a year there are 8,000 hours, and in every hour there are 60 minutes, so you multiply 8,000 hours in a year by 60 to get it into minutes, that is a colossal number. And as it says, every 3 of those minutes, somebody somewhere will be developing dementia. And the statistics from the Alzheimer's Research UK show that only a quarter of the British public believe it is possible to reduce dementia risk. Only a quarter of the British public believe it is possible to reduce dementia risk. He goes on to say that research has shown that dementia is caused by a complex mix of genetic and lifestyle factors. By maintaining, he says, a balanced diet, exercising regularly, not smoking or drinking to excess, and keeping your blood pressure and cholesterol in check, the risk of dementia can be lowered in some cases. It's important to be aware that age is still the biggest risk factor for dementia, as there is not yet a surefire way to prevent the condition. It is vital we continue to invest in research, into preventions, as well as better treatment for those cases that cannot be prevented. So, PharmaNord, a Danish company who, like other Danish health food companies in Denmark, have to make health food products to pharmaceutical standards. By Danish law, Denmark is the only country in Europe with that ruling, that the health food products that are sold in Denmark and now sold all over the world because the Danish manufacturers export. And in particular, I'm talking about this Danish company, PharmaNord, who I met 25 years ago when I was introduced to their range of 48 health food products, the one called Seleno Precise, a precise amount of selenium. Here's a substance that can be considered as helpful in helping our unhealthy lifestyle, which we just said unhealthy lifestyle is blamed for a third of dementia causes, cases. So let's mention for a moment selenium, the mineral selenium. Most of you listening will never have heard of selenium. You may have heard of the anti-dandruff shampoo called Selsun, S-E-L-S-U-N, which you can buy in your pharmacy. And Selsun contains a form of selenium which helps to eradicate dandruff. So there's one example of where selenium is being used. But in the British soil, it just so happens that when the planet Earth was formed 4 billion years ago, the people of Great Britain and Europe, but Great Britain in particular, we have the lowest levels of the mineral selenium in the world. We have the lowest levels in the soil of Great Britain in the world. And so without the selenium being in high levels, we can't make the 25 pathways that you need to make from selenium. I'll just give you a few examples, and you can link it in a way to this article about unhealthy lifestyles. Because if you're low in selenium, it is an unhealthy lifestyle. Because, but through no fault of your own, when you're eating vegetables grown in Great Britain soil, like tomato, celery, cauliflower, cabbage, these vegetables, they are growing in soil with low levels of selenium, and therefore they're all beautifully grown. Our farmers do the right thing, they grow all the vegetables, but because the soil has got the lowest levels of selenium in the world, even if you eat meat, then the steak that you eat made from a cow, the cow is eating grass. And if the grass is in Great Britain, it's got very little chance of getting much selenium into the grass that the cow will eat, and you eat the cow as meat, and you're getting very little selenium. So this mineral, selenium, what pathways does it help in maintaining a healthy body from a healthy lifestyle? The selenium P substance, if you've got enough selenium, you can make the right amount of selenium P. That will protect your liver. Selenium K will protect your kidney. Selenium M will protect your muscles. Selenium N will protect your nerves, your nervous system. Ah, now we're getting closer to the idea of preventing dementia, because it's to do with the nervous system. And you need selenium to make selenium N, which protects your nerves. So you can see straight away a link with the mineral selenium. How much selenium do people get in different parts of the world each day? Depending on how much selenium is in their soil to get into their food chain. Well, in Venezuela, the people living there get 350 micrograms of selenium a day. In North America, they get 250 micrograms of selenium a day. In Japan, they get between 200 and 400 micrograms of selenium a day. In Taiwan, they get 175 micrograms a day. How much do you listeners get, you listeners in Great Britain? 31. What? 31 micrograms a day, compared to the top one, Venezuela, 350 a day. So if you take a tablet of Solido Precise, which costs 10 pence a day, what can you buy for 10 pence a day? You can't even go to the turntable of railway stations like Euston or Piccadilly Station, Manchester. It costs 30 pence to go through to the toilet. You have to put a 20p piece in and a 10 pence piece in, and then the door will open. You can open the door to much better health for part of that 10p, the 20 pence and the 10 pence. Just take the Tempany tablet a day of Soleno Precise, and then you can make the 25 Soleno proteins which you need for good health, part of a healthy lifestyle to help, as it says in the paper, to help prevent at least a third of the people who are heading for dementia. Statistically, if you alter the lifestyle, you can prevent a third of dementia by altering your lifestyle. Yes, stopping smoking, setting fire to leaves is ridiculous. Chopping up leaves, wrapping them in white paper, and then taking a match or a lighter and setting fire to one end, putting the other end into your mouth and breathing in the smoke. Nobody surely can consider that a healthy thing to do. It's just ridiculous. Even firemen, they wear breathing tackle when they're going into a smoke atmosphere. But the cigarette smokers, they're purposely breathing in smoke, and obviously it can't do your lungs or your heart or your brain, talking about dementia, it can't do you any good. So yes, selenium M protects your muscle, selenium M protects your nerve, thioredoxin reductase selenium protects your heart. Listen to this mouthful: selenoiodothyronine deiodinase helps protect the proper working of your thyroid gland. The substance thyroxine that we all make, and if you're underactive thyroid, then you will get a little white tablet called thyroxine. But that tablet and what you make yourself in your thyroid gland, it has to be turned into the 10 times more active T3. You see, thyroxine is called for short T4, and you have to convert it into the 10 times more active T3, whether you're making it yourself in your thyroid gland or whether you're taking it as a little white tablet. In order to do the conversion from that thyroxine T4 into the 10 times more active T3, you need an enzyme, a substance which brings about a reaction. And this mouthful long name of the one that converts the T4 to the T3 is called selenoiodothyronine deiodinase. Notice the start of that long word, seleno, from selenium. So if you're on thyroxine tablets, by taking a Soleno Precise tablet, that will greatly help the conversion of your little white tablets, so the thyroxine, the T4, can do a much better job as what it's needed, the T3. And to do the conversion, you need selenium. So once again, by taking a tablet called Soleno Precise, a precise amount of 200 millionths of a gram of selenium, plus the lousy 31 micrograms you're getting from the British soil, 31 plus the 200 in the tablet, Celino Precise, the 31 plus 200 is 231 micrograms. And then that goes a long way to allowing you to make the 25 Celino proteins. Thioreductose, selenium, protects your heart. And that one, coming back to the dementia story, unhealthy lifestyle, blamed for a third of dementia cases, the nervous system, Celino N for nerves. And whilst talking about Pharmanord products, we can mention in the same breath, talking about the nervous system and helping to prevent against dementia, we can mention magnesium. Now, magnesium is another mineral. And I was in Switzerland, in Geneva, 29 years ago, when I heard the World Authority speak for 1 hour on magnesium. He told us, I mean, we've just mentioned, that selenium is in 25 pathways in the human body. So we do need selenium. We also need zinc, which is in 200 pathways. In fact, actually, Pharmanord make a tablet called Bio-Selenium with zinc. They put the two together in the same tablet. So you can actually take Bio-Selenium with zinc, and that will give you the zinc that you need to make 200 different pathways work properly. Zinc is well known to help maintain and boost your immune system. And in elderly people, and it's mainly elderly people who do get dementia more than younger people, although unfortunately with the lifestyle that we lead, there are people now in their 40s getting early dementia. But zinc definitely helps in 200 pathways. And as I say, it helps your immune system. And the immune system does tend to falter, and we become iller and get more illness and dementia as we get older. But magnesium, the World Authority told us, was in 325 different pathways in the human body. I mean, 325 different pathways. And a lot of them are connected with the nervous system. Years ago, before we had the advent of discovering wonderful medicines to help people with epilepsy, people had, before there were any drugs, people were giving in the 1930s and 40s high doses of magnesium, 200 milligrams a day or 400 milligrams a day, or you could even go up to 800 milligrams a day. The only side effect of magnesium in very high doses could be loose bowels. I mean, there are laxatives where you use a different form of magnesium, like Philips Milk of Magnesia. It's been out maybe 60, 70, 80 years. And those sorts of products are using a salt of magnesium as a laxative. So if you take magnesium on its own, then the only possible side effect would be that you could get loose bowels. But I've had people taking it to help prevent getting migraine. That's another thing that people are prone to, especially with the way we're staring at computer screens now. And most people are often watching television for 7 hours at night. So you can see a strain on the eye, a strain on the brain, staring. And you need magnesium, once again, to help the nervous system. So magnesium, I mean, that phrase here in the headlines in the Express, unhealthy lifestyle blamed for a third of dementia cases. The unhealthy lifestyle, you know, we're not going to the gym, or we pay a subscription, we go twice, and then we slide back and just sit watching television for 7 hours at night. There are still 12 million people setting fire to leaves wrapped up in white paper called cigarettes. there are still far too many people. We have an atrocious reputation, the people on the Great Britain Island, of drinking so much. We're drinking and drinking alcohol. We drink far too much alcohol. We've been told in the newspapers and television we have to greatly reduce the amount of alcohol drinking, especially binge drinking at the weekend, Friday and Saturday. You are pickling your liver. You are pickling your nervous system with all this alcohol. And you can see the headline, unhealthy lifestyle, blamed for a third of dementia cases. And far too much salt. A tiny cut in salt, the headline reads, will save 8,000 lives. Cutting down on salt by just under half a teaspoonful, 2 grams a day, would save 8,000 lives and £570 million a year. The research showed we are still consuming a third more of sodium chloride, which is the chemical name for salt. We are consuming a third more of sodium chloride salt than the recommended daily amount. Public Health England figures show adult eats an average of a third of an ounce, 8 grams a day. Experts say that should be no more than a fifth of an ounce, 6 grams a day. That difference, 2 grams, that amount wouldn't cover the area of your fingernail. The little finger on your hand, you just covering the fingernail, that's getting up to the 2 grams less that we should eat. And part of the Department of Health, they say more needs to be done to cut salt. Nutritionist Dr. Alison Tedstone said, our analysis makes clear there is a steady downward trend in salt consumption. And while people are having less salt than 10 years ago, we are still eating a third more than we should. Most of the salt we eat in everyday foods, so it is important to check the label. Many manufacturers and retailers have cut salt levels, but much more needs to be done, especially by restaurants, cafes, and takeaway. Too much salt can raise blood pressure, which increases the risk of heart disease, strokes, and other illnesses. Other illnesses brings us back to dementia. Oh, dear. What about the bread we buy and the pasta, the pizza, the sandwiches we make, the soups we buy, the breakfast cereals we buy, and ready meals? 75% of the salt we get is found in these staples. Bread, pasta, pizza, sandwiches, soups, breakfast cereals, and ready meals. It is recommended cutting down on high salt foods, including ham, anchovies, bacon, cheese, olives, pickles, prawns, salami, salted and dry roasted nuts, and smoked meat and fish. The figures are based on answers from 689 adults who were asked about their intake of foods known to contain high salt. The listener just gave, and the age group was 19 to 64. Oh, coming back to the word we started with, dementia and Alzheimer, affects 850,000 people in Britain. If current trends continue, the number will rise to 1 million by 2025 and 2 million cases by 2050. Let's finish off with our old friend, the biggest seller of all in the Pharmanord range, Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule. What a mouthful for anybody listening, that somebody on the radio should be raving about a mouthful with such a peculiar name, Bioquinone Q10 Gold. 100 milligram capsule. What is that? It's a capsule that I've been taking for 25 years, since I was 50. I'll be 76 next birthday. That's 4 or 5 years off 80. And I've been taking Q10 with the selenium all these years. My mother lived to 92, took bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram every day, and a Seleno Precise tablet every day to give her the selenium and to give her the Q10 substance made in your liver, which gives you your energy. And once you're past 20, you've got less Q10 to give you less energy. By the time you're 40, you've gone back to the levels of a two-year-old. The levels when you're two are okay to give you energy. You try and catch a two-year-old, because when you're two, you're under 2 feet tall.
And but Dennis, when you're 40, at that moment,
you are full size, and you're only making the Q10 production in your liver of a two-year-old.
And there we have to hold it, Dennis, I'm afraid, because I have to say, if you want to check out Q10, listen back to some of the other podcasts. You might be listening to this as a podcast, but we'll hold it there. The energy, I know you can keep on going for hours, but that's where we have a draw line in this pre-Easter special. Dennis, as ever, some fascinating information. I take it the time has worked well, and it's all gone well from the Manchester side of things.
Well, it keeps reminding me how important looking after your health. You know, somebody once said, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
Which is so much better than Smike Milligan's final line, which he wanted on his tombstone, "See, I told you I was ill." Never mind.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Dennis,
thank you, Spike, for giving us the opposite to the positive.
Exactly.
One.
There we are.
If I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. That's the way we've got to look at life. Take better care of yourself.
Dennis, we salute you. Speak again next week.
Okay.